This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Most agricultural leases run from a March 1st to March 1st basis, and to change or cancel an agricultural contract, it needs to be done 30 days before March 1st. This year, that's January the 30th. In this report, we are going to cover just a few of the commonly misunderstood Kansas lease laws. Misconception number one, whether it is written or oral, a crop share or cash rent, to terminate a lease requires a written termination letter that must get to the tenant by 30 days before March 1st. Misconception 2. Even if there is wheat or another crop currently planted, the termination date is still set for March 1st. However, even though the contract term is set for March 1st, the lease doesn't actually terminate until the day after harvest or August 1st, whichever comes earliest. Although there are a lot of other misconceptions, the last one I'm going to mention is one of the biggest. Hunting rights are very commonly misunderstood when it comes to leases. Unless a contract otherwise states, hunting rights belong to the tenant, and the landlord can't hunt the ground without permission from the tenant. However, that does not mean the tenant can lease out hunting rights to someone else. If you have any questions over agricultural leasing, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.